You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Marwa Kobe. I'm a program manager at a nonprofit organization called the Syrian Canadian Foundation, and I'm based and I live in Toronto, Canada. And I'm from Montreal, so I moved from Montreal to Toronto 2 years ago for this position and to work closely with refugees and newcomers who arrived newly to Canada, specifically Syrians, but now we're open to all newcomers and refugees. So the reason why I was invited today is to talk about a project that I ran in Montreal with a partner called Amina Jalabi, and in collaboration with the organization is called Singa Quebec. They provided us their space. We had a 6 months project called the Photo Voice Project, and it was specifically for Syrian youth refugees who arrived to Canada. I worked with them directly. They were the first Syrian refugees who arrived 3 years ago. So the project was a 6 months project, and basically, they wanted me to invite two participants. So I have here Asim and I have Lara, who came with me from Montreal. We flew yesterday. And we shared our experience in the project, how it went. What's the reason why I basically chose this Photo Voice project is to empower newcomers, empower refugees, to break the stigma and break the stereotype that is always stick to refugees, having people against them because they claim that they're stealing their jobs, they claim that they're coming here, they're going to be on welfare, they're not going to work, they're not going to be productive. So we're here to prove them that they have skills, they have amazing motivation to integrate here and to be productive just like any Canadian in Canada. And they have dreams, they have ambitions, so we're here to motivate them, to give them a push, especially the youth, and to prove to the world that refugees can integrate. And they didn't choose to be refugees, but they're here in peace. Just, they're fleeing their country, they're fleeing a war zone. And I just hope other countries will welcome them and stop labeling them and stop closing the doors at them after everything that happened, after they lost their home, their friends, their country. So this is our message for today, to share that refugees are not here by choice. They're not like immigrants. They were forcibly displaced. So our duty as a human being to basically support them and give them a hand to integrate here and to help them reach their dreams and goals just like any human being. It was amazing. I'm so grateful for the team, grateful for Simon Ryan, I think he's the co-founder of this youth project. And I'm really grateful for everything that they've been doing. They were supportive and welcoming my two participants. They covered everything. And the event today went really well. I'm really impressed. The food, meeting other participants, I mean, listening to their inspiring stories was amazing. And I think it gave my participants even a motivation for them to work hard and know that they're not alone. There are other youth, other participants, other refugees who came here, not just Syrians. We met Africans, we met people from different backgrounds. So that was, I think, a good inspiring story for this organization to share with others.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.